This holiday season, 36 UMass Boston staff members are counting down to their last day of work. They're losing their jobs as part of an ongoing effort to close the school's budget deficit. WBUR's Max Larkin watched as some staff, many long-serving women, braced for life after layoff.
There are only 7 preschoolers still enrolled at UMass Boston's Early Learning Center. On this afternoon, 6 of them are dancing in a classroom with teachers. It's extremely cute.
Hi, Debbie. Hi.
This is the last dance for the ELC's kids. After it closes for the Christmas holiday, the center won't reopen. All 8 of its staff are losing their jobs.
Oh, I remember this. Remember this, Debbie?
Out in the hall, Learning Center Director Sandra Bisvam Parkin flips through photos of her past years here. She started in 1984. Debbie Williams has been a teacher and support staff here since 1982. Over 35 years, she says, she's worked hard and learned a lot. That's not what some people expect.
They kind of look at the people that have stayed at a certain job like they're not growing. But you can stay at a job and grow.
The ELC staff and nearly half of the 44 workers laid off this year are represented by the university's professional staff union. Union President Tom Goodkind notes that nearly all of the union workers losing their jobs are women.
That's a pretty outrageous discrepancy there.
Goodkind attributes part of that gender gap to bias, conscious or not, in the managers making the layoff decisions.
I think a kind of a prejudice against these long-serving women who have really made this campus run.
The overall layoffs are more evenly balanced. 2/3 of the employees losing their jobs are women, but that's in keeping with the gender makeup of all university staff. UMass Boston administrators declined to comment for this story, but in a statement they called the layoffs, quote, a painful but necessary process as they seek firm financial footing for the school. The cuts are part of an effort to confront what was a projected $30 million budget deficit this time last year. The latest layoffs are expected to save the school $1.8 million. That seems like a small amount to some. If the university could spare, for example, a loyal worker facing a husband's chemotherapy bills, or a child applying to college.
500 years of service, 50 people's lives, you're sitting on 100 mil, vote to give us 5.
At a recent meeting of UMass's Board of Trustees, protesters asked for $5 million out of a system-wide reserve fund to save the jobs and stop future layoffs. So far, the board has declined. UMass President Marty Meehan said it could imperil the system's credit rating without fixing UMass Boston's structural deficit. UMass Boston officials say they believe the school has turned a corner. But they're also counting on higher student enrollment, and they've said more layoffs are possible. That has longtime university employees, like admissions officer Suddy St. Ives, feeling nervous.
I have an awful feeling that I'll probably be next. It's an unnerving feeling, but I fit into that over 50 and more than 20 years of work here, so I seem to be the person that they're looking to dump.
Staffers losing their jobs say they're hurt to be out after so many years of service. As their last days tick down, some say they're looking for silver linings, a chance to rest, reevaluate, and keep growing in 2018. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.